What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by our favorite budgeting app, Every Dollar. Rachel and I love Every Dollar because it is the easiest way to take control of your money, build the right habits, and make progress on your goals. You can download it for free on the App Store or Google Play today.
Hey guys, I'm Rachel Cruz.
I'm George Campbell.
And this is
Smart Money Happy Hour.
Cheers, George.
Cheers.
My cherry got a little cray-cray on me just there.
Sorry about that. My bad.
Wow. You know?
I'm trying to figure out what your reaction is here.
Takes me back to my youth. That's what I'll say.
How old were you? Because this is alcoholic, well, now, Rachel.
Without the alcohol.
What was happening at the Ramsey household?
Without the alcohol. Well, this is the show where two friends who happen to be money experts talk about what you're talking about. So everything from pop culture, current events, and money.
And today, Rachel, we're talking about frugal fails.
That's right.
Frugality gone wrong. So in this episode, we are laughing at some of the hilarious ways that trying to save money can backfire. We're highlighting a few places you definitely should not skimp in your finances. And finally, we reveal the conspiracy keeping Americans from having nice things.
Oh, that's my...
That's a good hook for Rachel.
That's my bullet point.
She's
that third.
Hanging around for that bullet.
Hanging around. You better hang out till the end of this episode so you hear it, because it's great. But what are we sipping on, George?
This is a Dirty Shirley. So if you've heard of the Shirley Temple, this is the adult version. And if you want to know what we think, and you're going to want to know, stick around till the end. We'll give you the rating, reveal the cost per glass, and the recipe will be in the show notes. So stick around till the end for that goodness.
Yeah, delicious. Okay, so frugal fails. George, I feel like we've all been there in life, you know?
I love being frugal, and sometimes it doesn't work out.
Yeah, and we're all about saving money around here. I feel like that's one thing Ramsey like really promotes, is we're like, we want you to save money, have an emergency fund, save up for things. So in the
rice and beans.
In the name of saving, sometimes cutting corners can go hand in hand.
Yeah.
The same idea, right?
You can get burned on some of those shortcuts. So this is what happens when you want to upgrade the bathroom with a new tile floor, but you decide to save money and do it DIY rather than hire a pro.
And then, you know, there's the whole like, oh, I'm going to make my own at home, like my own pad thai or like whatever the thing is.
Oh, we've all been there.
Yeah. And then you go and you look at the recipe. This has happened to me, where it's like the peanut oil, the fish sauce, you know, the bean sprouts.
The tamarind puree.
Like it's like all this stuff that you use a teaspoon for.
Beep. And then you have all these extra ingredients.
And then you're like, oh my God, that's $7 for a beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
I mean,
there goes $28.
How much fish sauce am I really going to use in a lifetime?
Better not expire. That's the thing you find in your refrigerator later.
That's what happens. I'm like, oh yeah, we made pad thai 3 years ago and this fish sauce is still in here from Trader Joe's. Time to dump it.
I know. So
something is dying in that fridge. But listen, true to form, we have pulled some examples of frugal fails from our old standby Reddit and other dark corners of the internet, because as the proverb says, why learn from your own mistakes when you can learn from someone else's?
Mm.
It's not actually in Proverbs. It's more of just like a life proverb.
Just an idea, a life proverb there.
You know?
Yep.
It's a good one. All right, hit us first.
Let's go first. Here we go. I spent $60 on a wax starter set to do my eyebrows. Then I spent $180 at the ER for first-degree burns and no eyebrows.
That feels dangerous.
That feels so sad.
Can
oh, my God.
Can you explain how that works? I've never done it. I don't know if you
the
can
wax.
Tell with these bushy boys.
The wax.
But what's the wax starter set? So it heats up and creates a hot wax?
Yeah, you have a thing of wax, yeah. And then you'll have like a thing that comes out with it. And then you put it on the hot wax. And then you put the paper on and you let it sit. And then you go... Choo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it...
But how do you know you're not going to pull off your actual eyebrow completely?
Well, it's where you put the wax is where it should stay.
So
but
we're trusting
you do it wrong,
your pinky to do all the work perfectly.
Well, no, you don't dip your pinky in the hot
well,
wax.
You were using a pinky.
Sorry, as an example tool.
Okay.
Not real pinky, example tool.
Got it.
There. And no eyebrows. That makes me sad. As a
they grow
2001...
Back, right?
No, that's the thing. When I was like...
Britney's did.
Middle school and high school, we plucked our eyebrows, y'all. Like,
no.
It was so bad.
Okay, producer Skylar, can you tell me? Because I feel like
And now everyone had, they wanted the big eyebrows. Now I feel like it's going back.
Isn't
medium.
That the trend? Is
now
like the
I
big,
like
thick, bushy eyebrows?
It's going down now, though.
No, I'm a big eyebrow person.
Tiny eyebrows are out. Those
For
wispy
me,
little nothing eyebrows, we're done with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't, I personally.
We've been done, George, for like a decade.
No one told me. So are you saying my eyebrows are now in?
They've been in for a decade now. I bet for the last 8 years or so, the big
timeless
eyebrows have been.
Brow game over here.
But I feel like what they the really big ones now, they're not doing it. People aren't doing that as much. I feel like they're becoming medium size.
Hey, these are my normal eyebrows. So this isn't a trend for me, guys.
Good for you.
I'm saying it.
This is your life.
Good. Yeah, this is my life.
Stay natural.
They're
going
to stay bushy.
Don't get in a time machine and go to high school in 20... When was I in high school? 2004? Or like
2004?
03. 2003.
I wish I could get a time machine and go back to before you said 2004.
I know. Frugal fails.
2000.
2004. 2003. 2001.
In your defense, we all of a sudden, once it hits 2010, we're like, it's 2010. Yeah, it's not 2000.
I don't know how to go back there. I don't know how to go back there.
Well,
not
hey,
good.
And there are times when being too frugal will get you burned. Your eyebrows, and your insurance coverage. The purpose of insurance is to protect yourself by transferring financial risk that you can't handle onto an insurance provider. That's the only point of insurance. It's not for the occasional unexpected expense that makes the budget a little tight, because there are things that can financially ruin you.
Yeah.
And when that true catastrophe strikes, you don't want to be without adequate insurance coverage. And so that's why we have things like catastrophic coverage. Health insurance, car insurance, life insurance, home and renter's insurance, those are the ones you want to focus on. And I've skimped on this, Rachel, as a young man, and I got burned.
Did you?
Got in a fender bender.
Yeah.
I was sued.
Oh, I've heard the story.
You know, the lady turned out to be fine until a few months later, she apparently claimed she wasn't. She was in her 40s, but she had the spine of like an 80-something-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I had like apparently... aggravated her bulging discs and now wanted like $350,000.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know
so
it was that much.
I got served with lawsuit papers as like a 23-year-old.
Sure.
And I was on my dad's insurance. We didn't have adequate coverage.
Oh, shoot.
And so she sued and she did not get that much, but she ended up winning and got up to the coverage amount. 25 grand from Liberty Mutual, my insurance at the time.
You didn't have to pay out of pocket.
And she sued her own insurance company and got another 25 grand.
Wow.
So homegirl was a professional ambulance chaser because Liberty was like, her health files, they're in boxes and boxes.
Oh,
no
way.
They keep getting sent.
Shoot.
Not her first rodeo.
She knew. She saw you, George, pulling out of
she saw, this guy's easy
out
money.
Out of the driveway, and she thought, I'm going to go after that.
Well, luckily,
that
I was
man
broke
with
at
glasses.
The time. But here's the key. When you're on your parents' insurance, they can sue your parents, too.
Oh, no,
so she's
George.
Going after old Max.
Sorry, Mr.
I'm glad
Camel
it's, I'm glad
K.
it's all behind us. But hey, I learned my lesson. We upped our auto insurance
yep.
and have never, we haven't bat an eyelash since.
That's right. Yeah.
Or an eyebrow either.
And if you're not, an eyebrow. Yeah. And if you're not confident in the insurance you have or if you should have more, we have a coverage checkup. It's actually a great tool. It's at RamseySolutions.com. So we'll put that in the show notes so you can make sure to
go
feel
like it takes
it's
like
not going to be a
minutes.
Fail. Yeah, it's not going to be a fail for
you. It'll tell
you
exactly what you need and what you don't
yep.
need.
All right, next. You ready for this? I found a wedding dress that I loved, but I thought it was a little too expensive and wanted to try to find it at a discount. I ended up connecting with a seamstress in China who looked at the picture of the wedding dress of my dreams and claimed she could make it for $100.
Wow.
Well, when I got the dress, it was awful. Not shocked. I ended up having to go to a boutique, buy a dress off the rack, pay for expensive rush alterations to have it in time for the wedding.
Wow.
Man.
That's a risky move.
That's tough. That's that. When you hear too good to be true, $100
yeah.
for a wedding dress.
Especially
you know what I mean?
That
like,
far away. There's
yeah,
a lot of
that you're just
risk.
Like, unless it's there in the store and you're like, oh yeah, or you're buying it off J. Crew or, you know, or something and you're like, oh yeah, I know what I'm getting. But a random lady... in another continent that
yeah.
you don't know? And
how
it's
did
like
she even find out about
$100?
This lady?
I don't know. So you may not remember this. I don't know. Maybe the girls will.
Why would
with
I not remember? That's offensive.
The Tory Burch flats with the big Tory
of
Burch silver like,
yes.
like emblem was
yes.
on the top. Okay. That's what everyone was doing. But they were, I mean, I don't even remember. Maybe $200.
Exorbitant.
And I was like, I'm like, I can't. So I went online and I was like, Tory Burch sale. You know, I was trying to find like a good sale. Anyways, a website came up that sold Tory Burch shoes for $35.
And that wasn't a red flag to you?
George, I was naive. It was
2004.
And I didn't know. Yes, and I bought them legitimately, y'all, thinking that this, like that I got a deal. I was like, oh my gosh, I found some like.
Was it like a sketchy website?
You know, Rachel, back then I didn't know. And I bought it, and I remember
you're very trusting.
Email address came back, and it was like all these letters and numbers, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is weird.
It was like DHL Express.
And so then
that's how you know you got scammed.
It was, George.
If it's
so
DHL
then it
Express.
Shows up, y'all, this is so gross. Are you ready for this? I mean, not so gross, but it's just, I opened the box and
it smelled.
The odor was
disgusting.
Like a chemical odor?
Disgusting. It just was it was gross, y'all. And I took those shoes out. And I was like, oh, no. They were, I mean, it was the most, it was so bad. It was so bad. But of course, $35 for designer shoes ain't real. But
that reminds
too good
me.
To be true, y'all. Wedding dresses, shoes.
Purses. I bought Whitney that Louis Vuitton from Walmart.
Oh, no.
I thought it was like a good knockoff. Like, I knew it was a knockoff, but it was like.
Whitney's like, I'm not going to wear that, George.
Well, she was like, oh, that actually looks pretty real. And I was like, great. So I just bought it thinking I'll be a hero. And she was offended when I handed it to her. Just not quite the real thing.
You just can't
thing.
Do it quite with the logos. It's like the Chanel C's, but they're E's. You know, like,
yeah.
If you're going to go knockoff, it's got to be one that, like,
that's
just,
why I go Kirkland. It's timeless. It's offensive and yet inoffensive at the same time.
It just goes with everyone.
Yeah. What's up, guys? If you want to be better with money, your first step is to start budgeting with Every Dollar. This is the app Rachel and I both use, and trust me, it's great because it gives you everything you need to make budgeting easier, faster, and dare I say, even enjoyable.
Yeah, I think you can say that, George. I mean, it's pretty enjoyable to have more money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you're intentional with your spending. Guys, download Every Dollar for free on the App Store or Google Play today.
Here's another one. I replaced my truck's timing belt myself with the help of YouTube and my brother, thinking I'd save over $1,000 by doing it myself. All was fine for a while, but I ended up needing 2 trips to the mechanic, including one tow, to fix things that went wrong from my repair.
Oh, shoot.
Ended up spending more than I originally would have had I just taken it to the shop in the first place.
I know.
This is classic.
And this is hard, too, because we do talk about a lot when you're paying off debt.
Yeah.
That, like, you do what you can to get by, right? And a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I need to upgrade my car. But it's like, where can you just push through and keep paying off that debt, keep that momentum? And there's some things you feel like, oh, I can do that, right? Like the DIY.
Especially car stuff. A lot of guys are like, I can figure it out. I'm like, I don't trust myself doing the brakes for a car that my wife will be driving with my infant child.
Yeah, no.
I don't trust
it. But then it becomes this whole thing of like, how much do you put into a car versus selling it.
True.
Right at that point, looking at the value of it. I mean, it's all of that, but trying to just do it yourself if you don't know your skill level, or maybe you're unaware of your skill level.
What's your level of skill when it comes to car maintenance? Like, could you replace blinker fluid?
Nope. I know nothing.
I can't replace blinker fluid either.
I know nothing. Winston will do fluid. Well, what would Whitney say? Not to be sexist in like 1950s, but...
Well, I would send you to AutoZone and ask them there and say, do you have blinker
fluid? Does Whitney know how to do it?
Can you replace my blinker
fluid? Does Whitney know how to do it?
I think Whitney is...
You're shaming me, but if Whitney...
I'm not shaming you.
But if Whitney...
All I'm saying is...
You did this!
Well, I'm saying Whitney...
What
is that? I would hope that the woman I married would be sharp enough to go, I don't think there's such a thing as blinker fluid. That's a hope. Now, I could be wrong.
Stop. Did you say blinker fluid?
If you roll the tape back.
Stop.
You may have heard me say blinker followed by fluid.
Why did you say that to me? Why are you tricking me?
It was a
me?
Trick.
Why are you tricking me?
You fell right into my little trap. And honestly, it felt pretty good.
Oh,
I feel pretty
man.
Good about myself. Because I know Winston is at home right now listening going, tisk, 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 SMH, Rachel. SMH, have I not taught you anything? Let's move on.
Let's go to number 4. I bought $160 in gift cards online for $80 through Groupon for a chain restaurant that I visit once every few months. I did not see the promotion was different for a state 4 hours away. No refunds and customer service was no help. The gift cards have since expired.
Oh, wait, a gift card expires?
That's rough.
I guess some of these Groupons do have an expiration date.
Yeah. No good.
Have you ever done something like that? Like you didn't read the fine print on one of these?
Probably. I'm trying to think.
I did one. It was a Nashville gift card, like Nashville restaurants, like good restaurants. And I fell for it. And I was like, well, they have a little bonus. If you spend this much, you get an extra $20 bonus.
Yeah.
What I didn't know was that the gift card is devalued over time.
What?
So I didn't make it downtown to use my downtown dollars fast enough. And it dwindled from like $80. And the next month it was $70. And then $60.
Oh,
to where
no.
It just like disappeared. And I was like, I didn't know you could legally do that.
That's a good scam.
Because I did not read the fine print.
And they said it though in there.
Apparently. In tiny invisible font.
In tiny invisible font.
So that one hurt. Make sure you read the fine print and be aware of some of these Groupons and things and look for expiration dates.
That's right. Okay, let's do this one. Threw a big birthday party for my husband over a year ago. My sister-in-law suggested hiring a taco truck. I said, no, that's way too expensive. I can do everything else myself. It'll be way cheaper. When it was all said and done, I spent more on ingredients than it would have cost just to hire the truck. Plus, of course, all the time I spent cooking. Man, this is one. Ooh. The food thing is big because you do save money when you do stuff yourself, right? Unless it's a very intricate thing or it's a big quantity, right? Because sometimes it is cheaper just to go and buy in bulk or like to have someone just do it.
Yeah. And so looking into the cost of both, what would it take to actually get the ingredients? How much time is it going to take me to cook for 50 people, 100 people versus the cost of outsourcing it?
And especially like tacos. We did this. We threw mom and dad an anniversary party, surprise anniversary party. Can't remember what anniversary it was.
A big one, apparently.
Yeah, I think probably. And we did Mexican from like a local taco shop. And it was perfect. Like it wasn't crazy expensive, but it fed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Which was huge. So Mexican, it's the way to go.
For the win.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. I bought a new boiler to replace the ancient one in my house because the new one was supposed to be more efficient. The ancient one was almost 100 years old, but still chugging. The new efficient one cost $7,000 and lasted 4 years before failing.
Oh, no.
They don't make them like they used to.
They don't make them like they
used
to.
And this brings me to a concept. Have you heard of this?
What is it?
Planned obsolescence.
I have heard about this. Do we
this
think it's
was
true?
This is a big one. I think it's very true. Okay, if you look at technology especially.
Yeah. I have a lot of opinions on
the
that.
The lifespan of a laptop.
Don't say the word iPhone because I have complete conspiracies around that.
Oh, that they do updates to slow your phone down so it forces you to get a new phone?
And the battery dies like so fast, yeah. Okay, so planned obsolescence, if you don't know what that is, it's a business strategy where companies and manufacturers intentionally design products to break quickly or become obsolete after a few years. So then you have to go buy a new one. So it's taking, advantage of the customer, promotes materialism and waste, you know.
This happens in fashion too. I mean, you look at, H&M, like the quality of some of the clothing out there, it's not made to last.
Yeah, and if we throw a little Devil Wears Prada into the mix too, is the fashion industry somehow getting these kickbacks of something because they change the style? It's like even jeans.
Oh,
every
yeah.
year I got to buy new jeans to keep up with Skylar and to keep up with all the cool people.
I've always said if you follow the trends, you fall for the traps. And mom jeans, I was not falling for it. I said I'm going to stay true to my skinnies.
Guys,
and I'm
didn't
hoping
work.
They come back around.
Yeah, and they might.
Yeah. But also, don't you think they're making things cheaper because...
But the quality is
they can save money and because people think with their wallets and shop with their wallets a lot of the time.
Yep.
And so we're okay buying a $20 pair of jeans twice a year instead of getting one good pair for
$80. That's me.
Quality over quantity.
I'm quantity over quality.
Wow.
I would rather look in my closet and have tons of options. I would. I'd be like, what do I feel like today? Da, 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 versus having
But when it comes to drinks... Your quality over quantity. Just think about it.
And you know what? And I'm going to say this too. Food, even though I love going out to a great restaurant, getting my apps, and I'll probably get blown up in the comments about whatever.
We'll tell
nutrition.
People, hey, don't, no comments about what she's about
but
to say. We don't want to hear
but
it.
But I love a good fast food. I don't, like, I'm like,
Rachel, do you know what that's doing to your body?
It's not real.
Did you see the McDonald's hamburger 100 years later?
It's
it was
not
perfectly
real.
Intact.
It's not real. Because mozzarella sticks at Sonic, you can't beat them.
You can't beat them.
They are so good. So good. So,
and
I'm a quantity person. I don't know what that says about me and my character, but.
I think you just like the fun nature of. Go big or go home.
And just change and we'll change it up. I don't feel bad. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. And science will study your body and go, what happened? Like, how many mozzarella sticks does it take?
I know. It's so good.
So here's some examples of what planned obsolescence does. They make products impossible to repair. Companies use materials that wear out faster. They make electronics run slower or less efficiently when you update to the latest software. And they release new versions of items in different colors or styles to make the old ones feel done or outdated.
Yeah.
So they play on our psychology to go, you don't want, that's out. That was so last year.
That was so last year. It's, oh man, so psychological. Okay, how about these? Planned obsolescence. Are you ready? iPhone.
100% yes.
Me too. I think so. I think they do it all. I think they know when the new one's coming out and they put something in the towers and it makes your battery go down faster, everything.
I met someone the other day, still had an iPhone 8. And I was like, how are you doing it? And like, well, I just have never updated.
I don't know what that means.
Well, we're on the iPhone 15 now.
So
think about having an 8-year-old iPhone. Mm. It just boggles my mind that someone's out there.
But it's fine. But they've never updated the software. So that's their...
That's the key. Don't fall for it.
Don't fall for it.
Also, too, Apple did pay $113 million to settle a Batterygate investigation into its practice of intentionally slowing down iPhones.
Oh, my gosh.
I know it sounds crazy. I don't feel like they paid enough.
Nope. I don't think they've learned their lesson because I think they're still doing it. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't sue me for saying that, but
I feel like you are. You think Apple's going to sue you?
I don't know if they hear this.
I doubt anyone.
I know, I'm kidding.
They're busy printing money.
They're
not listening to Smart Money Happy.
All right, up next, here's two kitchen gadgets. You ready?
Okay.
Crock-Pots and KitchenAids.
I feel like those last a good while.
I've had each of those since, we've had those 15 years, and they still are going.
And to be fair, I feel like Crock-Pots are reasonably priced. Now, KitchenAid mixers, I feel like, are a little bit
It's a little
egregious.
Bougie. Yep.
But I think they last a while.
I did it, yeah. Couches.
Oh.
I could see furniture being that.
Yeah, a lot of furniture wears out too soon.
Mm-hmm.
I try to go quality with furniture because I want it to last a while.
Yeah, I'm kind of medium.
What's your oldest piece of furniture you have that you've used for years now?
We have what was our dining room table in our old house. We got it at a clearance... furniture clearance warehouse sale, and it's up in our playroom now. Our kids have it in our playroom. So yeah, it's 15 years old and it's great.
Wow, 15. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I was going like 5 years with, you know, because as long as we've been married, we got like a dining table and the couch, and they've held up pretty well. All right, ready for this, Rachel? You're going to love this. Did you know that the whole planned obsolescence thing started as a conspiracy?
Started as, but then proven true?
Prior to 1924, the average life of an incandescent light bulb was 2,500 hours. In December of 1924, the biggest light bulb manufacturers from around the world got together at Lake Geneva in Switzerland and hatched a secret plan to increase their sales by bringing the average lifespan of the light bulb down to 1,000 hours instead of 2,500.
Oh my gosh, they did it on purpose.
The group later became known as the Phoebus Cartel. They created a monopoly on the light bulb marketplace, saw a 25% boost in profit over the first few years, and they disbanded in 1939 with the outbreak of World War II. And their strategy later came out in court when the U.S. government came after General Electric on antitrust charges.
Wow. Wow.
Juicy stuff. Who knew light bulbs?
It's real, y'all. Conspiracies are real.
Do you think LED light bulbs are a scam too, then? That's been the new thing. Like, get rid of the incandescents, guys. LED is the future.
Winston is an LED guy. So he's changed out so many of our light bulbs to LED. And I think they do work.
Wow.
I think they are.
You know
longer.
His color? You know what he likes to go with? Is he a 2500 guy? A warm white?
I was going to say warm sounds right to me.
Okay.
So is there a warm white?
Yeah.
That's going to be it.
That's the key with LED, because LED can be a little bit...
Too white, too bright.
Too jarring.
Too jarring,
daylight is a little much for me. I'm a warm white guy.
Yeah, I think Winston is too. Look at y'all. Too peasy.
I haven't talked Kelvin with him. We'll have to get into that at some point. All right. Burning question, Rachel.
Okay.
If we're up against a conspiracy, is it even possible to, quote, buy it for life these days? That's a trend where people go for the quality over the quantity. Is it possible? Because it's the idea you spend more to buy high quality that will last you forever.
Yeah, I think certain products, yes.
Okay.
Because I do think there's certain companies that pride themselves on quality. But I don't think it's the mass companies anymore. Like,
well,
There's a store in Columbia, Tennessee. I wish I knew the name because I'd give them a shout out. But it's like a clothing store that does leather.
Bradley Mountain.
Okay, that's it.
It's like a hip outfitter kind of vibe.
But I see that jacket. I'm like, that feels like but again, it's a small shop in the middle of Columbia, Tennessee, right? It's not Abercrombie. Sorry, Abercrombie. Love ya. But
that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like you just.
So here's your quiz. First of all, any brands or products that you trust to last, like, because brand association is powerful.
Yeah.
You got any out there? Like, I just trust this brand.
I'm going to go all Clad, pots and pans.
Oh, nice.
Those feel like good quality to me.
Yeah. What's the one that make the cast iron, the company? It's like the brand of cast iron.
Oh, Le Creuset.
Oh, there's one too.
That's a good one.
Pass that on to your kids.
That's a legit one.
Okay.
Yeah, so again, but you pay for it, right? All these things are so expensive, but I think...
That's why I buy Kirkland. I can return it at any time for any reason, and they don't judge me.
We all sponsor us, please. Can we get paid for George to like talk about y'all? It happens
that's
all the
fair.
Time.
I do trust Apple, even though I don't think they're built to last.
Yeah,
but I think part of that is my own just like need for the newest, greatest item.
Look at you.
Are these products worth a slightly higher upfront investment? A nice queen bed from childhood. So you don't have to upgrade from a twin later on.
Yes.
I think it's weird. I think there's too many, they do studies on like all of the dead skin that gets buried in the bed. And it's like, it makes the bed heavier. And over time, I think every 8 years, you're supposed to replace a mattress. Are y'all with me on this?
I hear that. Well, how long have you had your pillow? Now we could talk pillows.
Oh. Pillow talk. Yeah, that's a new segment.
I'm going on 15 years, y'all, for me.
15 years?
I've changed up the pillowcase. I've gone silk pillowcase recently because of the trends. See, I fall for everything. I fall for the trends, George.
If that pillow could talk, Rachel, it would spill some dirty secrets, mostly just dead hair and skin cells.
Oh, gross, George.
It's not you. It's the human nature.
It's not you, but it's you.
Everyone does that. Never mind. Lodge, that's the one. Lodge cast iron. Lodge makes great. Yeah.
Okay.
A classic leather belt or shoes.
Yes, great.
I'm not big on, I think leather shoes, sure. Like a good quality pair of boots.
If you have a good belt, though, that would last.
And our friend Ken Coleman, he's had a pair of boots that he loves from J. Crew.
And resoles them.
And he loves to tell people. If you meet Ken and he's wearing his J. Crew boots, he'll tell you, I've had these 25 years now. And they
just resole them.
Keep them brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Patagonia or L.L. Bean jackets or outerwear. I feel like those high quality. Some of the outerwear companies.
Okay, yeah, but they have styles to them. So I have some from like...
Oh, they don't hold up style.
You know the North Face jacket, the black one everyone had?
Yeah.
In 2009, you know? Like no one wears those. I mean, if you wear them, it's great. I'm not mad at people that wear them. But like it is a... Like their styles change, so...
I feel like it's so important to do capsule wardrobe so you don't have to change so much and
smart.
Just stick to it.
For sure. Yes. Yep. Yes.
And a Stanley cup built to last.
That is true. I think
we all saw
the
TikTok of the car fire and the Stanley cup survived.
That's pretty
And they
remarkable.
Bought her a new car, which props to Stanley. Great brand marketing.
Such a great move.
We're here talking about Stanley now, and I don't even like Stanley.
I know
my feelings about Stanley cups.
That is quality, though, George. That's
Go
quality.
Watch the SNL Big Dumb Cup making fun of Stanley tumblers. It was chef's kiss.
So good.
Chef's kiss.
So funny. Oh, George, well, what do we have to learn? Frugal fails. Listen, there's going to be stuff you buy in life you're going to have to replace because that's the world we live in. And if you don't feel like you can do it yourself fully all the way, sometimes it's worth the outsourcing.
And here's what I will also say. Be frugal when you're broke. And then once you're not broke anymore, upgrade your life. It's okay to buy quality items that last a long time and to outsource and hire people to do things for you. That's great.
Right, that's
Support
right.
local businesses.
That's right. Love it.
Well, hey, you guys, I know investing can be really confusing and there's so much information out there. And have you ever wondered, how much should I invest and where? Is my 401k set up in a way that's going to be able to achieve my retirement dream? Well, if those questions are out there, you are not alone. And having a solid investment plan that you're confident in will help you make the right decisions. That's why I want to tell you about a two-night virtual event that's coming up. It's called Dave Ramsey's Investing Essentials. On May 21st and 22nd, Dave will unpack everything that you need to know when it comes to investing and retirement, from 401ks and mutual funds to real estate. You can even watch it anywhere you are, even submit questions for Dave to answer live. You guys, investing is one of the most powerful tools for wealth building, so you need to be doing this. If you are debt-free and have 3 to 6 months of expenses saved, then you need to buy your ticket today. It's $249, so buy it today at ramseysolutions.com/investwithconfidence.
All right, it's almost the end of the episode, and we close out every episode with
Guilty as Charged.
And this is where our producer, Skylar, gives us a new Guilty as Charged question every week. And if we are guilty, we take a sip. So, Skylar.
All right, did you ever have a frugal habit that you now consider cringy?
I feel like Rachel would say my current frugal habits are considered cringy, so...
I would... I was in the habit for a while of taking like the hotel shampoos and stuff.
Yes.
I don't do that as much anymore unless it smells like fantastic. Yeah. And sometimes I
No, if it's in tiny bottles, I'm taking it. If it's like a mid-grade to nice hotel.
Yeah. I know.
Like I'm not at the La Quinta Inn trying to like, you know, hustle my way. But I'm still in the shower right now. I have a tiny hotel conditioner that I have, but it lasts forever.
I know. But I used to do that all the time. I don't do that as much anymore.
I always take the laundry bags from the hotel. I don't get laundry done, but I take the bag.
George, like the nice ones?
No, like the free plastic ones.
Oh, I was thinking like a dry cleaning
bag.
Yeah,
you know, too. Like you should
just the laundry
do that.
Bag. Just Tyler and I were traveling. I was speaking at a church, and there was like nice big Fiji water bottles. And I was like, I can't drink all this water. And so I put it in my suitcase. And Tyler was like, what are you doing traveling with water bottles in your suitcase? I was like, this is nice. This is like $16 worth of water.
Fiji water is fancy. You
and
know
so I took it home.
You got Fiji water.
And you know what? I put it on Whitney's side table, and I felt like a
just
hero.
Just a Kirkland King.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable.
I mean, isn't that the American dream?
It is the American dream. When you open up someone's refrigerator
and they have
Fiji water, you're like, oh, yeah, they're rich. They're rich.
It's
you know what I have if I have bottles of water?
Kirkland.
Because you can get a whole pack of them. And I know I should recycle on all the things. I hear everyone out there. But you can get a whole thing of them for like $4.
I know. But here's the – can I be extra bougie?
Oh, no.
I'm totally good with purified. Whitney likes spring water.
And so I don't know the difference.
I put spring water on
about?
Her side and I put purified on
Wait,
my
what
side.
What are you talking about right now? What are these words you're saying?
Purified
to me?
Water
okay.
is not from a natural spring. It's just like water that's been, you know, filtered and freshened up, essentially.
Where is it coming from?
Exactly. It's
Stop
basically
it.
Tap water.
All right. I'm not mad at
spring
that.
Spring water comes from a natural spring source. It's got all the minerals in there. It's the best you can get, essentially.
Okay, give me brands that are.
The one here is like we have Poland Spring in the north. Here we have Deer Park.
And that's spring water?
Zephyrillis in South Florida.
And is that spring water?
Those are all spring waters.
Okay, what's like the purified water? Kirkland?
Yeah, Kirkland.
What's Aquafina?
Definitely purified water.
Purified.
Dasani, all of those are purified. If it's from a Coca-Cola or Pepsi or one of those, it's not good water. So that's how I follow it.
I just feel good about myself when I drink water, let alone the type of water I drink.
I know. But people will come at you in the comments.
I believe it.
But they'll also come at you for just not drinking tap water. So
and for mozzarella sticks.
You're somehow Sonic. Too bougie, but also not bougie enough.
It is so true. I can't win, George.
You really can't.
Thank you for feeling my pain.
You just got to pick a side and
I
be confident in it.
I feel so seen. And you know what side I'm going to pick? Rachel's side.
That's right. I'll send you. There's a water sommelier on TikTok, and he's wonderful. I think he's Austrian. He's very sassy, and he goes to stores and shows you the best water to buy.
Oh my god!
Like he'll be in a Whole Foods just rating waters. I'm like, this is my future.
Does he?
Anyways, we'll save water for another
episode.
What is
your frugal fail, George?
My frugal habit that I now consider cringy. Oh gosh. I mean, I feel like I was the guy who would like, I would use a coupon on a first date, which I now get like, not a good vibe. But I would do anything to save a buck because I feel like I was winning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know those situations where, like, your spouse is like, I'm going to wait in the car. I don't want to be a part of this. That's the level that Whitney feels when it comes to my frugality. She's like, I'm going to wait.
I'm just going to wait in the car. Let you go. Figure
Regardless
it out.
Of any kind of negotiation, it's a little bit cringy. But, you know, like at Target when I try to return an item and they said no.
Yes.
And then I said, I'll do a no receipt return, and I threw away my receipt. That was cringy. I think I can look back at that
Not
and go—
really. That's just beating the system
yes.
for a stupid rule.
But
the rule
some
is
people
stupid,
would say—
It's like,
I go the extra mile. Like, I'm not okay with no.
Yeah.
I'm very persistent.
I believe that.
And that's why Rachel and I don't hang out outside of this podcast. She can't be seen in public.
We do.
That's
so
fun.
Good. All right. I finished my drink first.
Congratulations.
What do you rate it?
I'm going to give this Dirty Shirley a 2 out of 10.
Okay.
How about you?
I was going to go 5 out of 10. I went and ordered it at a restaurant. And it's not because of the maker of the cocktail.
That's right.
Taylor, because we didn't have resident bartender Michael here. But Michael would have made the exact same drink. And we would have rated it the exact same way. It's just not, it was not, it's very sugary, very syrupy.
You know what it tasted like? It tasted like a red popsicle that just melted.
Yeah.
And got watered down.
Yeah.
just red popsicle flavor. Couldn't tell you what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
The best part, honestly, the cherry.
Cherry is fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. Maraschino cherry all day long.
I know. All right. Not our favorite.
Here's what's in it. I couldn't taste the vodka, truthfully.
Me neither. Was there kinda, was there? There was. All right.
She's claiming there was. So what was your rating?
5 out of 10.
So collectively, we're at a 7. If you add both of ours up. The Dirty Shirley includes vodka, grenadine, Sprite, and a maraschino cherry. Cost breakdown, $2.44 per glass. And if you want to try it for yourself, if you love a Shirley Temple, you might actually enjoy this. So the recipe's in the show notes. Give it a try this weekend.
So good. All right, it's closing time. If you enjoy these episodes, make sure to leave us a comment, leave us a review. We love reading them and hearing what you guys say. Make sure to subscribe, share the episodes with your friends and family because we love being here with you guys. And we'll see you next Thursday on an all-new episode of
Smart Money Happy Hour.